after over half a century of ministry, the world is remembering the passing of David Maines. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First, with the end of the heat warning in Sudbury, North Bay, and Sault Ste. Marie, warmer temperatures should begin to break starting this evening, while today in the Nickel City, sunny skies could produce a humidex of up to 36. A low of 16 is expected for this evening. The Nipissing Parry Sound Catholic District School Board is piping in when it comes to grade 9 high school students and EQAO testing numbers. They say applied math students managed a 52% score compared to a 44% average province-wide. Sault Ste. Marie police say they've hauled in a 14-year-old in relation to an assault. They say it all began when the accused engaged in a verbal argument with a second person before grabbing a knife and beginning to chase the victim. The victim was able to flee and then contact police. A well-known Timmins representative is taking the seat of vice president for Attractions Ontario. Manager of Tourism Guy LaMarche has been elected by the board at its meeting in the city. Others on the board include representatives from the CN Tower, National Gallery of Canada, and the Toronto Zoo. The Greater Sudbury Police say they're investigating the death of a 56-year-old male. They say they were called to the 3rd Avenue area of Levac yesterday morning. The investigation into the death is ongoing, and Greater Sudbury Police are asking for information. In national news, some in the BC education system say they're pushing for naloxone kits to be placed in schools across the province. This is as health authorities continue to battle the ongoing opiate overdose crisis. The kits, which cost roughly $50 per package, have been placed in 5 schools in Victoria, while several have been placed in schools in the Metro Vancouver area. And finally, the Christian world is remembering this week the passing of Crossroads and 100 Huntley Street founder and longtime host, Reverend David Maines. Maines passed away yesterday after a 5-year battle with MDS leukemia. In a statement from Crossroads, Reverend Maines lived the last years of his life even while he fought the disease, as he'd lived his entire life proclaiming the good news to any and all who would listen that Jesus loved them. The visitation for Reverend David Maines begins tomorrow. The funeral is Saturday. David Maines was 81 years old. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.